You're tuned to Radio Luxembourg. And Tony Prince, Mark Wesley, and Dave Christian questioning David Cassidy on the 208 Cassidy Interview 1974.
You told me at Christmas, David, that you hoped Kim and Dave would join you on this tour. Have they, in fact, come along?
No.
They haven't?
They haven't.
Is that they,
they're on the first part of it, actually. But they're doing their own careers now, you know, and they're doing pretty well. They've got, they're writing, you know, and they're, I think Kim's doing an album with Steve Cropper, I think, in the States. And she, you know, they're both really, really good and really talented, and they should go off and, instead of being, like, standing in back, singing background for me, you know, they should go off and do what they want to do in their own right.
Have you brought any of the musicians over who are on Dreams and Nothing More Than Wishes?
Me. And two of the singers, yeah. I got a good band.
Trisha and...
Trisha and Gloria. Yeah. Yeah, they're both real good.
Do you spend a lot of time rehearsing before you actually go on tour?
No.
No?
I don't. Only because I don't have that much time,
time,
you know? I had a week off between the time I finished the Partridge Family and the time I left for New Zealand. And in a week, I mean, I had to put the whole thing together.
Well, come along and I'll try and follow, so that...
No, I mean, I got good players who don't need an awful lot of rehearsing. I mean, I need more rehearsing than they do.
You mean they can read music?
I mean, they actually do, yes.
Wow.
It's the big time. I mean, this is no... I like to get players that, I mean, are good players, but personally, you can get along with them. When you go out on the road with someone for 3 months, you know, personalities play a big part in what you're doing. And,
you stick together.
You know,
to grief, actually.
It can be terrible. And I've had a couple of people that have come along that I thought were cool, and I thought I would be able to get along with, or someone. It's not usually me so much as other people in the band coming to me about so-and-so, I'm going to kill him, I'm going to break a window over his head, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all on my shoulders, and I have to sit and wear it out. Well, do I have to let him go? Do I have to fire him? You know, should I keep him on? That becomes a drag, you know. I've been pretty lucky, though. This time I got a real good band. I mean, we're smoking now.
Cooking.
So we're smoking, too. Not overcooked.
Where's the acid this time?
You had your problems cut out on the last tour.
If I had tried, I don't think I could have brought a lot of more incompetent people that I had left. I mean, not all around, but there were a few on the tour that just, I mean, they didn't.
David, you never wanted to look too far in the future. That's what you told me at Christmas.
I don't. I like sort of taking things as they come, and I can't really look too far in the future. I don't know what I'll be doing.
But have you any hopes? Have you got a vision of what you would like to see, like David Cassidy when he's like 60 years old? What do you dream? You're going to get married, have a bunch of kids sitting on a rocking chair?
I'd like to do that, yeah. I would like to do that. I mean, that appeals to me, that thought. I mean, not now, because I don't think I'm emotionally ready for that.
No.
I don't think that there's enough time in my life for that, but I think eventually I would love to do that, and I think that, you know, life... experiencing life alone, so to speak. I mean, we all experience it alone, but having someone to share it with, you know, that you really care about, I think is what it's all about, is what people is what living is all about to me, you know, and having someone, well, I don't want to get that political about it, but I mean, that's really, I think, to me, essentially what I would love to happen. But not now, you know, not now. When the time is right, I'm sure it'll happen, you know.
Don't know how many times I wish that I could love you.
Cassidy interview 74 was recorded on Thursday, the 23rd of May at our London headquarters. In a moment, we'll be back with David, the Prince, the Woolly, and the Christian. But now...
Stars.
Now, psychologically, I feel better from it. I mean, I just came to terms with myself, you know.
Is it just that you don't like the way they rear the meats? Some of it's reared in the zoo canine and this kind of thing.
Let me just say this about it. It's real simple. I can't justify going into a store and buying something like a steak or something like that, and whatever it is, and eating it if I couldn't go out and do it in myself. You know, I mean, I eat shellfish because I've taken clams out of the sand, dug them over and eaten them that way. You know, I mean, I couldn't go out and slaughter a cow, so I don't eat beef. You know,
maybe you could though if you weren't in a civilized generation. Yeah,
maybe I could, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I know this person cannot.
Yeah.
So that's all. I just don't. I did.
You got
I like
that of your own convictions.
People, yeah. I just don't. You know, I don't know. It's real easy to. I mean, it's real easy to get into. You know, saying, well, are you putting down people? I don't. Anybody will eat whatever they want to eat, you know, just for me. It's all, you know, in the individual and how they look at it. I mean, my diet is, I think, just what's right for me. I mean, I eat the food that I feel the best about, you know, and I eat, I guess I am a vegetarian, although I do eat fish occasionally, and I do eat shellfish. But it's only if I can justify going out and killing it myself.
Yeah. Some good friends of ours who are very beautiful human beings, I'm sure you will agree. The Osmonds.
Thank you very much. Oh, sure.
The Osmonds.
I don't know what
they haven't held back on the fact that they are Mormon, and they use this to influence their fellow human beings and, therefore, the fans into believing in the Mormon religion. I suppose that's pretty fair when you consider they're Mormons and they really believe in the religion.
Yeah.
And the religion says they've got to go out and spread the word, and it just happens as a pop group. Are there any ways you would like to influence your fans?
No, not at all. Okay. I would only like them to do whatever is right for them, and I do whatever is right for me, and I've never felt right about saying, well, look it, you know, I smoke RCA, so you should smoke RCA, and that doesn't make any sense, you know, for me, because what's right for me is only right for me, and it only applies to what I'm doing in my life.
You're an individual.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to pursue further.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that whatever they do in their way, I mean, they obviously feel that, you know, going around and telling everybody they should be Mormons or whatever it is, and that's the right way to do it, it's just their prerogative.
They believe in it.
They believe
in the same way you believe that people should do their own thing, whatever they want.
I mean, I think whatever it is that gets you there, whatever gets you high, whatever does it for you, you know, whether it's eating vegetables or it's going out and shooting quail, whatever it is, man. I mean, you know. It doesn't even have to apply to food. It just applies to living, you know, and doing whatever it is that you want to do.
You're here in Britain, David, and you're always welcome to join us. We're always very pleased to see you.
You're a pack girl or anything.
Yeah, but, you know, you've never been here under any circumstances other than your tour.
Of course, you're on the tour.
Are there going to be any let-up on these pressures during your stay here?